Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
So let's get to it on this Friday, June the 6th, D-Day. And I know we're heating up to, well, it's going to be a hot one, but we're feeling cool and good out here on live remote. A two-year-old was, this is an incredible story. This is a two-year-old child struck by not one, but two different vehicles. This is a hit-and-run, North Philadelphia, last evening. And the amazing thing this morning, the miracle, is that this child is hospitalized with scratches and bruises, but is expected to make a full recovery. It's a miracle.
It really is.
And oh, we were talking about it before the show this morning. Two-year-old boy's family, here's what police say. They were getting ready. They had been at the park. If you know this area, Fairmount Park, it's 33rd and Susquehanna. So there's homes on one side and then across the street, the park. So they were in the park, and it was just after sunset. They're getting ready to get him in the car seat as he then, you know, kind of goes back out as they're putting him in the car seat. And just then, these two cars come by, and basically one sideswipes them. Strikes the little boy. This is a blue SUV traveling south on 33rd Street. Keeps on going, strikes the little boy. But what? There's a white truck traveling south on 33rd. Also hits this little child.
Oh my God.
Parents are right there screaming. The whole, this is unbelievable. They get the boy to Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Amazingly, he's in stable condition. Scratches, bruises to his head, to his face mostly, but returning home with mom and dad to recover. But it's everybody there, the police, everybody just said this is an answer to prayer.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't even imagine
it's
as
an
a
absolute
parent
miracle
having something like that happen.
You would just assume at 2 years old that there's no way that child survives, right? And yet almost unfazed, right? Scratches, bruises,
yeah.
That's it.
So in this one, they are making a plea to these drivers, because had the first person stopped, the second one wouldn't have, you know, hit the kid, by the way. But they said, do the right thing, turn yourself in.
Yeah, if you hit anybody,
yeah,
you should stop, right?
And then it's not a crime.
Right, right.
Unless, of course,
you're in the wrong with the vehicle
or on something,
you know.
Or,
yeah,
you know.
But my God, you hit a two-year-old and you keep going?
So we have a driver under arrest. This is in Delaware County after what they're calling a wild police chase started in West Philadelphia. Happened, this was around 7 o'clock-ish last night. This person was in a white Chevy Malibu leading Philadelphia officers through city streets and speeding past cars. Looks like that individual struck an SUV, escaped. The chase moved then into Delaware County, which is obviously adjacent to West Philadelphia, and then lands down before those officers were able to swarm the vehicle, made that arrest right near the 100 block of East Plumstead Avenue. And neighbors, everybody, choppers, the news choppers were overhead, just crazy. They're not IDing the suspect. They're not telling us the details about what started the chase, only saying this guy fled from a vehicle investigation. Had this person been pulled over, stolen vehicle? We don't know. Just to follow up on a story that was breaking news on Kale & Company yesterday morning that started as what, about 4 to 6 SEPTA buses in the very beginning on
yes.
fire. And we now know this thing lasted much of the morning. Firefighters finally able to put it out. But that fire, which grew quite quickly, if you saw that huge plume of black smoke over Philadelphia, 40 decommissioned SEPTA buses, including 15 electric buses. Remember?
I told you.
You said,
yes.
You said,
one day I will be wrong. Today is not that day.
So they call it the bus graveyard, the Philadelphia
yes.
storage yard, but it started about 6:15-ish o'clock in the morning. Just like I say, a few buses quickly grew to this huge, they kept calling in the apparatus. I think it was 3 alarms, which tells you how many apparatus they have to call in, the fire engines and so
yeah.
on, to put this thing out. And so by 7:30, that thick black smoke was billowing over the area and over the city, many commuters, you know, talking about it. So a total of 100 buses were in the yard, including, yes, gas-powered and electric buses. They were slated to be sold for just a small amount of basically scrap. So electric buses involved were made by Proterra,
mm-hmm.
had not run in several years. And so they said that SEPTA is involved in ongoing litigation with Proterra, so they're still being stored.
We all need to go electric. Everybody needs to go electric.
My sources deep within the SEPTA community, multiple sources have told me that they believe Kamala Harris was trying to light a blunt on the electric bus, and that's what sparked the fire.
That's true.
Well, I haven't confirmed it, but those are two sources.
At least somebody was having a good time there.
Yeah.
So when they were put into storage, and apparently the electric vehicles, as we've talked about this before, electrical vehicles, whether they're buses or cars, the issue is when you store them, the batteries, in this case, they were never disconnected. That was a problem.
Oops.
And it may have acted as some kind of an incendiary device, if you will, if somebody was perhaps just smoking something skunky smelling or whatever.
Lesson to be learned here, folks. Take out your Duracell AAA batteries when you're not using them.
Yep.
Safety alert. So the fire investigation continues with the fire marshal, of course. We're going to talk about all the national news, of course, and the little no longer bromance, if you want to call it that. I will mention to you Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick. He was testifying again yesterday morning and throughout the day, so a lot to talk about.
Did you see him with Madeline Dean and the bananas?
Yeah.
No, I have not seen this.
You haven't seen
He's
that?
He's our local Montgomery County.
Yeah.
Phil,
we can play this later too, but Phil, do you have cut one? I just want to play this cut between Madeline Dean and the price of bananas and tariffs with Howard Lutnick. Can you roll this, Phil?
What's the tariff on bananas? Americans, by the way, love bananas. We buy billions of them a year. I love bananas. What's the tariff on bananas?
The tariff on bananas would be representative of the countries that produce them.
And what's that tariff?
It should be South America.
Generally 10%.
Correct, 10%. Walmart has already increased the cost of bananas by 8%.
As countries do deals with us, that will go to zero. As countries do deals with us, that will go to zero.
But the cost is on the American consumer now and on the businesses with the confusion now. Mr. Secretary, I believe you know better. I believe you recognize that a trade deficit is not something to fear. I believe you know that predictability, stability is essential for businesses. I wish you would show that truth to this administration. And I yield back.
Time of the gentle lady has expired.
Would you mind, Mr. Chairman, if I make one quick comment to the end? Would that be okay?
I'm sorry?
Would you mind if I make one quick comment to the representative?
Please.
There is no uncertainty if you build in America and you produce your product in America, there will be no tariff.
We can't produce bananas in America.
So the concept of building in America and paying no tariff
is
very, very clear.
We cannot build bananas in America.
Time of the gentlelady has expired. Mr. Clyde?
I'm dumber after hearing that conversation.
Yeah. I first of all, I didn't expect Madeline Dean to be holding a banana on YouTube this morning. And then secondly... Howard, does Lutnick think we grow bananas in Pottsville?
Well, to be fair, they do grow bananas in Hawaii and South Florida.
Correct.
But not enough to be able to, you know, because we eat billions of them.
We go through 13 a week in my house.
Can I tell you something? Bananas are so incredibly cheap.
Well, that's
that
the
even
thing.
If they go up 8%.
10%.
Or 10%.
You don't even notice, right?
Like, I would buy them for the football team, and it was like $3.
I did the math.
What I'm saying?
I did the math. 10% on bananas is like 2 cents.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
You don't even notice
Do
it.
Do you know what the price of bananas are?
No, I have no idea.
Even I, grocery store price complainer guy, would not complain about 2 cents on bananas.
I'm not a Lutnick fan, but like, Madeline Dean is just, it was such a dishonest, disingenuous back and forth. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Go to Aldi, Missy.
Yeah. That's where I go. Thanks to Dawn.
49 cents at Aldi yesterday for bananas.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you, sir.
So, there it is. That's why we love them. They're cheap, and they're delicious.
Yep.
All right. We should, of course, we'll talk about this as well. It was January 6th on this day in 1944.
June 6th.
What did I say?
January.
Oh, gosh.
6th.
You still have J6. You're like a Democrat. You're still talking about J6.
So, June 6th, 1944. Woo! Thank
we
you.
Go.
We love you.
Yeah, that's right. Trucker Ed. Was that Ed Dirt?
Was that Ed? He's carrying the bananas. June 6th, 1944, 160,000 Allied troops landing along that 50-mile stretch of heavily fortified French coastline to fight Nazi Germany on the beaches of Normandy, France. 5,000 ships, 13,000 aircraft supporting the D-Day invasion. And by day's end, the Allies gained a foothold, of course, in continental Europe. The cost, of course, 4,427 of our men, the fallen on this day, men who died so that freedom would not.
Yes, all those years ago, those brave soldiers and those brave souls fighting so young college punks can go around campus today and say, globalize the Intifada.
Nice. Never mind that. We have to be out in the heat today.
Would you stop?
4,000 men, Stalker, and you're going to complain about June Pennsylvania weather. What do you want to be 57 and raining out again? Can we go back to March? I can deal with this.
By the way, a lot of people honking and stuff as they drive by on Wilmington Pike. Thank you for that. We have Wawa. We have Wawa here. So there's thank you to our good friends at Wawa who have coffee and donuts and all kinds of stuff. So stop by for the pastries and Wawa and stay for Dawn.
Yes.
Not for Nick and I. Stay for Dawn.
Stay for all of us.
I just had a glazed donut. I've just added 2 pounds since the show started.
Did you bring your bike today?
I should have. I actually rode it yesterday for 3 miles.
Oh, good for you.
Nice. I went about a mile and a half down the road, and then I turned right back around. I was like, all right, that's good for today.
How'd you feel?
Felt good. Felt good.
You okay doing this?
Yeah.
Yeah?
That'd be all right.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. We got to talk about our sponsor of Kill & Company News Live First Edition, Independence Seaport Museum. Discover Philadelphia's River of History at the Independence Seaport Museum at Penn's Landing. Climb aboard the Olympia, the oldest floating steel warship in the world. Tour the Bicuna, a World War II-era submarine. Explore life below deck. Plan your visit, phillyseaport.org. Thank you, Independence Seaport Museum, for sponsoring us on what is a beautiful morning. Will it be weather-wise a beautiful day throughout, Nick Hale?
Yes, it will, Dawn. 64 degrees going up to 85 today. A little bit humid. And then it'll be cool tonight, low of 61. That rain that was expected tomorrow looks like it's going to miss us. A high of 79 on Saturday and then a high of 77 on Sunday. Philly weather is sponsored by MTRule.com, your Generac generator experts. That's MTRUHL.com. All right, coming up next, we'll get to a Friday big take as the gloves have come off.
Uh-oh.
Elon against Trump. Actually, we're going to get to it in the second segment, just like Sean Hannity did last night. Sean Farish at 7:45.
We at least mentioned it, right?
That's correct.
By the way, Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, 1260 Wilmington Pike. Stop by. We have Wawa coffee and donuts and pastries and stuff. And the Brandywine Valley SPCA will be on hand later this morning. Because we need to get these pups adopted.
Yes.
We need to get these pups adopted. Phil, I sent you the pictures. If you could download them so we can put them up on YouTube so people know the dogs that they're going to adopt. They will be here later on this morning.
There you go. Kale and Company, a Friday Big Take next on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Kale and Company live on a Friday morning as we are broadcasting from Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, 1260 Wilmington Pike. Nick Hale, Dawn Stenzel, and Greg Stalker. We have a lot to get to. Cut sheet at 7:45. But right now, let's get to a Friday Big Take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
Which is brought to you by the Piazza Auto Group. The Big Take, it is getting ugly and personal. The gloves, well, they have come off. Elon Musk against Donald Trump. Karine Jean-Pierre against the Democrat Party. Joe Biden against the auto pen. We have bipartisan drama. Politics really is professional wrestling. As the philosopher Greg Stalker once proclaimed on this show, we begin with the Doge father against Daddy 47. You know, if this was a divorce court and parents were battling over custody of their children, as the Babylon Bee writes, Trump gets to run the nation during the week. Elon gets weekends and select holidays. As a Republican and Trump voter, I don't love this. As a talk show host, this is golden content. And before you rush to either man's corner in a world of tribalism to have your moment on social media, just realize the only losers in this, if in fact the debt of our country goes up, is us. We the people. The 99%. Not Trump, not Elon, not the 1%, not the elites of society. Elon Musk has gone from dark MAGA to posting a slew of comments on X about creating a third party in a span of 5 months. Life can come at you fast. Sure, whoever is right, whoever is wrong matters. But the ultimate truth is that this was destined to be short-lived. And I told you this was going to happen. It may not be what you wanted to hear, but it's what you needed to hear. Trump posting the following on Truth Social yesterday when Elon Musk came to the White House asking me for help on all of his many subsidized projects, whether it's electric cars that can't drive long enough, driverless cars that crash, or rocket ships to nowhere, without which subsidies he'd be worthless, and telling me how he was a big Trump fan and Republican, I could have said, quote, drop to your knees and beg, and he would have done it. Wow. Trump, at the time, with what looked to be the kill shot, treating Elon Musk like he's Bruce Springsteen. So much for maintaining his silence on this issue. Elon Musk would then counter on X by saying this, quote, without me, Donald Trump would have lost the election. Dems would control the House, and the Republicans would be 51-49 in the Senate. Such ingratitude. Whoa. Elon Musk, yeah, he helped, as did Bobby Kennedy. But even without them, my personal belief, Trump still wins. Now, maybe his popular vote number isn't as high. Maybe he doesn't sweep the swing states. But he still wins. And I have no doubt in my mind. Here was Trump when asked about the breakup with Elon Musk. Listen and watch.
Thank you, Mr. President. The criticism that I've seen, and I'm sure you've seen, regarding Elon Musk and your big, beautiful bill, what's your reaction to that? Do you think it in any way hurts passage in the Senate, which, of course, what is you're seeking?
Well, look, you know, I've always liked Elon, and it's always very surprised. You saw the words he had for me, the words. And he hasn't said anything about me that's bad. I'd rather have him criticize me than the bill, because the bill is incredible. It's the biggest cut in the history of our country. We've never cut. It's about $1.6 trillion in cuts. It's the biggest tax cut. Tax, you would say, people's taxes will go way down. But it's the biggest tax cut in history. It's, we are doing things in that bill that are unbelievable. And when you look at what we're doing for small businesses, for people, for middle-income people, all of the things that we're doing, nobody's ever seen anything like it. And, you know, Elon's upset because we took the EV mandate, and, you know, which was a lot of money for electric vehicles. And, you know, they're having a hard time, the electric vehicles, and they want us to pay billions of dollars in subsidy. And, you know, Elon knew this from the beginning. He knew it for a long time ago. That's been in there. That's been, I would say, J.D., that hasn't changed. That's been right from the beginning, Mr. Secretary, that hasn't changed at all right from the beginning. But I know that it disturbed.
If Elon Musk thought that Trump was going to champion EV rights, he's foolish. If Elon did all of this to enhance his bottom line, then he's selfish. And if you think any politician's only agenda is you, then you're a sucker. Here's more of 47 on Elon Musk. Listen and watch.
He's upset. Remember, he was here for a long time. You saw a man who was very happy when he stood behind the Oval desk. And even with the black eye, I said, do you want a little makeup? We'll get you a little makeup. But he said, no, I don't think so, which is interesting. And very nice. He wants to be who he is, so you could make that statement too, I guess. Look, Elon and I had a great relationship. I don't know if we're well anymore. I was surprised because you were here. Everybody in this room practically was here as we had a wonderful send-off. He said wonderful things about me. You couldn't have nicer, said the best thing. He's worn the hat. Trump was right about everything. And I am right about the great, big, beautiful bill. We call it a great, big, beautiful bill because that's what it is. And again, biggest tax cuts in history, biggest economic development moves anywhere. We've never done anything like it.
So what does the owner of Tesla and SpaceX have to say? He was on Fox Business. Elon Musk, listen and watch.
I think that the, you know, we've got this enormous federal budget deficit, and it's a $2 trillion deficit. It keeps growing. Our interest payments are higher than our Defense Department budget. That's I think was the real wake up call for me, was looking at seeing that the interest payments to national debt exceeded the Defense Department budget, and that was only growing over time, which meant if we didn't do something about this, then there won't be any money for anything. We'll just be servicing debt.
And you know how to read an income statement, and you know how to read a balance sheet. You've had some business experience. I'm kidding, but
yeah,
you know about this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, really, I just don't want America to go bankrupt.
So it's a call to action. You're hearing a call to action.
Yeah.
You giving up your other stuff? I mean, how are you running your other businesses?
With great difficulty. yeah, I mean.
But there's no turning back, you're saying.
I'm just here trying to make government more efficient, eliminate waste and fraud, and so far we're making good progress.
Musk would go on to say the following on X, quote, whatever, keep the EV solar incentive cuts in the bill, even though no oil and gas subsidies are touched, very unfair, but ditch the mountain of disgusting pork in the bill. In the entire history of civilization, there has never been legislation that are both big and beautiful. Everyone knows this. Either you get a big and ugly bill or a slim and beautiful bill. Slim and beautiful is the way, end quote. And then we wrap with perhaps a tweet that I never saw coming. I saw the rift coming. I never saw this tweet coming. Who knows the truth? I would say it's probably not accurate. But to drop this bomb on X takes this tussle between these two from a bonfire to a raging inferno. Elon Musk saying on X, quote, time to drop the really big bomb. Real Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. That is the real reason they have not been made public. Have a nice day, DJT, end quote. That will go down as one of two things, either the greatest mic drop moment of all time or the largest defamation suit for posting a blatant lie in the history of civil litigation. If Elon is in his feelings and went too far and it's not true, what he paid for X, which is $44 billion, will be pennies to what he will have to pay out to Donald Trump if legal action is taken in a losing court case. And with that, that is the big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
And the Big Take, of course, is brought to you by the Piazza Auto Group in Portia, Delaware. They are excited to announce its newly expanded maintenance and reconditioning services, now offering care for classic Porsche. In addition to general maintenance, you can schedule an appointment online today at PorschaDelaware.com. If you want to jump in, 855-839-1210. You can reach us on X at 1210WPHT. And, of course, let it rip in the YouTube chat, youtube.com/@1210WPHT. Hit the like and subscribe buttons. All right. It was a whirlwind day yesterday as two grown men, one in his late 70s, one in his mid-50s, were battling. And I would say Trump looks like the adult and Elon Musk looks like a petulant child. And to go where he went, late in the big take, with the Epstein tweet, as I said, the stalker earlier in the news, I'm wondering if my guy was zooting a little bit. Dawn Stensland, your thoughts on this whole tussle between two high schoolers?
Well, I think I do hope that both will shake hands and make up, and I suspect they will.
What?
I do.
What?
I think I would not be surprised.
I mean, you guys can get over almost anything.
Mm-hmm.
Accusing somebody of being a pedo, not so much. Not so much. That's kind of the next level. It's kind of the next level.
If I'm Trump, I honestly don't even respond to that. I really don't.
Well,
like you're saying, that's, you know, there's like certain things that are off limits, right? Like when dudes are fighting, what was the phrase back in the day? Hey man, anything but no mama jokes, right? no mama jokes. And he went Epstein top rope elbow smash. Like, Oh, my goodness gracious.
Well, here's the thing about the defamation. I'm sorry, Don. I don't mean to hijack this. But here's the thing about the defamation. You are correct. But technically, he's not wrong because all he said was that
he's in the files.
Trump was in the Epstein files.
Which he probably is.
Well, we know he is. And,
right?
And it
so
was released,
it's old news.
It was released in February that it was – I mean, it's different than being on the client list.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He didn't say that. So technically, Elon Musk can't be sued, which I think he knew what he was doing. And, you know, he just said he's on the list, which he is.
Although, when you say the reason why the full files aren't being released is because Trump is on them, you can imply,
agreed,
or people can interpret that,
agreed,
as, oh, my God, he was on Pedo Island. I think we had, you know, if the timeline is correct, in 1992, I think it was early to mid-90s.
The plan.
Like, Trump was around Epstein. But if I recall correctly, I think I ran this by you, Greg. Don, you might know this as well. In 1999, Trump banned Jeffrey Epstein from Mar-a-Lago,
mm-hmm,
because of what the gossip was about,
mm-hmm,
young women.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's what we speculate. We don't know why he banned him more than 20 years ago. But he did ban him from Mar-a-Lago. So, whatever, if he's in the files, a lot of people are in the files. RFK Jr. came out, said he was on the plane. They were, okay, fine. So, I still predict, it would not surprise me, if they shake hands and this scuffle is over.
This scuffle!
There's a difference between being on the files or on the flight logs or with somebody and partaking in what Epstein did, which was disgusting, heinous, and illegal.
Yes.
And there's also a difference in you knowing. Like, maybe Donald Trump knew that Epstein was doing this. But just because he knew, that doesn't make him complicit. That doesn't mean that he took part in this. I mean, yesterday, in a span of 2 hours, we went from Elon saying Trump was on the Epstein files to Elon saying Trump should be impeached to Steve Bannon saying Elon should be deported. In 120 minutes.
I know. And the comments about both and the name calling, this is like eighth grade guys. Steve Bannon's a fat hobo. I mean, the names were like so silly, it was laughable. And that's why I say I do think they will make up. I predict that. Because I think at the end of the day it is about business. And so I think the truth is Elon, you know, in this intense situation, goes, works for free for, what, 130-plus days, does the Doge, leaves, and then realizes, and I do think Trump thought he knew what was in the bill. I believe Elon either, I don't know, had access to it, but I think Elon was surprised when he learned, and that was really the tipping point. His buddy, who was nominated for NASA, right, all of a sudden that nomination's pulled,
right,
number one. And then number two was what you said, Nick, with regard to his EVs.
Yep.
And so I think he was surprised. I think Trump thought he knew that. But I think this is, at the end of the day, that's what you have to remember. This is about business.
This is just boys being boys. You're a pedophile.
This also goes to show you.
He never said he's a pedophile.
Nobody thinks
Trump's a pedophile.
Even though Elon's the wealthiest guy on the planet, it just goes to show you he's not the most powerful. Because Trump did not give him everything that he was hoping for and wanting, right? Like, Elon is coming off, I think, like a 7-year-old who was told by their parents, you're not having French fries.
It's not a 7-year-old, Nick. It's billions of dollars.
Oh, I get it, right?
Yeah. I think he's...
But you don't go to X and go to the point of dropping that, oh, here's the real big pipe bomb, right? Like, Elon Musk looks really bad in this. And here's the thing that stood out to me yesterday. Think about everything Trump's been through from the system. Do you think if Trump was really on the Epstein file client list in the perceived context that Elon was tweeting, don't you think the Democrats would have released that? Why go through Russia, Russia, Russia? Why go through arrests, indictments, impeachments? If you want Trump out and you had the goods on him on Epstein, you drop that, his career's over, right?
I don't think he's on the list, but I do think that that Elon knows that the whole Epstein case and Pam Bondi promising the files is a nerve. And so he wanted to touch that nerve. I really don't think that Trump is on that list to the extent that Greg is saying that. But
I just said that, but
I will say this. We just understand that a week ago, we were touting a 1:30 news conference 1 week ago today that, oh, Elon and Trump, and then he ended up giving them the golden key, and they were all smoochy, smoochy, huggy, huggy, thank you. That was a week ago. Within less than a week, who knew Trump was going to make up with Xi, the Chinese right president, Xi Jinping, and they would be buds on the phone setting things up, and now Melania and Trump are going to go to China, whatever. And now Elon and Trump are on the outs.
Unbelievable.
It's crazy. Who would have predicted this?
Steve Bannon calls.
Nick Hale would have predicted. Everybody predicted this.
I mean, I predicted they would have a divide. I didn't think it would get to this point.
We've been saying it for weeks, months.
Elon Musk wants to create a third party. I mean, what I've said about the third party versus female president, I said in my lifetime, I think it's more likely that we will see a female president than a third party. But the third party, for a third party to ever happen, you have to have the money, and then you have to find the face and the voice of that party. Elon Musk has the money.
I texted you guys last night, and I stand by this. Surround yourself with awful people. Win stupid prizes. That is the motto I live by.
I'm not calling any of these people awful people.
I am.
Because let us.
Because why?
Steve
because
Bannon,
why?
Steve Bannon
let us remember
Elon's
people.
Awful.
Well, okay. I'm not the hobo. I'm not talking about the hobo. Okay. I'm just saying, just imagine. We don't want to imagine. What if, God forbid, Kamala Harris were the president of the United States today? So just think about that. When you say surround yourself with awful people, Greg Stocker, I'm very thankful that we have President Trump in the White House today.
Yes.
And I'm thankful that Elon did the Doge. I wish they had given Elon the big, beautiful bill to Doge a little more pork out of it. Because I imagine, had they Doged it a little more, that would be good for all of us.
I'm a big fan of doging pork, by the way. I don't marinate it. I don't grill it. I don't smoke it. I doge my pork.
It's a new verb. We're creating.
New verb. Steve Bannon calling for Musk to be deported says the Trump administration should investigate Musk's drug use, suspend his security clearance.
Me and Steve Bannon on the same page.
I know.
How about that? They should
initiate
a formal investigation of his immigration status.
God.
Because Steve Bannon says, quote, I am of the strong belief that Elon Musk is an illegal alien.
Oh.
Now that is funny.
Wow. Oh my goodness!
So I'm just curious. Don Senslin, Elon is
he's enjoying himself this morning.
Since Elon is a patriot,
he is a patriot.
Are we still on Team Elon?
Yes.
Team Elon or Team Trump?
You don't have to choose.
Okay. Well, they're making you choose.
No, it's Team Trump.
I will not.
It's Team Trump.
They're making
I'm
you
not
choose.
Gonna choose. I'm not going to choose because I'm telling you, even Trump, and by the way, Elon, if you look, he's softened on this. So maybe, I don't know, maybe the medication was a little strong yesterday.
No. I was told that you're not allowed to question his drug.
I'm not saying drug. I'm saying medication prescribed. Okay. He says he's on prescriptions, so I don't know what was going on. But they're both softening, and even Trump was softening by the end of the day.
Okay.
I'm telling you. They're going to shake hands. They're going to make up. And there are already people, and I sent you guys the one guy, saying this is all a plan.
This is all a plan. This is a storyline?
This is hysterical.
No, this would be like 70 chess.
Yeah, These are bigger enablers than me. They're saying it's all a plan to push the Democrats to now be on Team Elon to push for the bigger cuts.
Well, in that regard, that last part there,
right?
I think the Democrats today are sitting around saying, what do we do? What do we say, right?
Yeah.
I got some tweets last night. Oh, they just allowed the Democrats back in the game. First of all, this happened a year and a half before the midterms.
Yeah.
This didn't happen in the fall of 2026. It didn't happen in the summer of 2026. People will move past this and forget it. But, you know, this will be the story for the next week or so. 855-839-1210. We'll come back, put a bow on the 6 o'clock hour. As we are live this morning, it is Piazza Auto Group, Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, 1260 Wilmington Pike.
Come by.
And we're
Stop
out here
by.
With the Brandy Wine SPCA.
We already have people out here. We have coffee from Wawa. We have pastries from Wawa. And the Brandywine Valley SPCA will be here somewhere around 9 o'clock, I believe. And we will be getting these dogs adopted. Phil, can you put up some of the pups up on YouTube, please?
So sweet.
Put up
Look
some of the pups.
That were.
I am telling everybody right now, I need people out here to get these dogs adopted. It's not even a question anymore.
Look at these faces.
Come on. Look at them. Look at the sweeties.
These are really sweet doggies.
YouTube.com/@1210WPHD. Come on. These dogs need a home. And we know this audience is the most generous audience in all of radio. Who else would be out here at a car dealership at 6 in the morning? These, you know, our listeners would be.
Yes.
So please.
Thank you for coming
please,
out.
Please, please, please adopt a pup this morning.
Kale and Company live here on a Friday. We're back after this on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and the free Odyssey app.
Kale and Company live on a Friday morning. Yeah. Nick Dawn and Greg. It's Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, 1260 Wilmington Pike, the Piazza Auto Group, and Brandywine Valley SPCA. The donuts are here.
Yep.
Dawn is here.
How many have you had so far?
One.
Okay.
And I've gained 4 pounds. The dogs will be here shortly, and the dogs will be barking. By the way, if you take the pit bull home today, you get Dawn for the weekend as well.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. By the way, just reading some instant feedback here in Exile in Jersey, our buddy Greg says, I support the president, but these juvenile spats he gets in with people just make me shake my head and say, do better. Woo!
Yeah. Yeah, that's Trucker Tommy right there.
I know.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, Trump's been in juvenile spats for 10 years on social media. But then again, he says the same things in person, on a microphone, in front of a camera. But he doesn't go to the level that Elon Musk went to yesterday. And Elon Musk, I would argue, was the instigator and the initiator of this.
That's right. He started it.
Yes, he did.
He started it.
It's like eighth grade, right?
It is.
Well, you started it.
Simple Joe Knows says, Nick Kale, everyone falling for the trap, jumping to wrong interpretation. Elon wouldn't open himself up to legal woes, DJT, in the Epstein files, but not implicated of any wrongdoing. Files would have been released already if he was not released because too many others implicated.
Yes.
It's not a trap, though.
Like, no.
This isn't 3D chess. Nobody's falling into a trap. Like this is two egos
yes.
fighting with one another.
Yes.
Right?
Two massive egos, two massive net worths.
Well.
And one guy that's actually in charge. And here's the other thing. At the end of the day, Elon Musk, dude, you worked for Donald Trump. And you work for, well, you did. But in theory, you work for Trump. So, I mean, if I went nuclear on Greg Stocker or David Yadgarov for Odyssey.
It's not the same. But Elon worked for the American people to Doge and to come in and, join Trump's because he believed.
We work for the American people, too. How dare you?
That's true.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
Greg Stocker, patriot, Greg.
Thank you.
Look, I like this patriot, Greg.
Do we have Steve Bannon?
Wow.
The damnedest thing I've ever seen.
He's much cuter than Steve Bannon.
He is.
Thank you very much.
Well, he exercises.
Thank you.
So that helps.
Yeah, by the way, we're right here on Wilmington Pike, 1260 Wilmington Pike, right here in Westchester. So if you're driving by, just stop by because we're right out front. You can't miss us. Literally traffic going by. We have Wawa, coffee, donuts, all kinds of stuff, and us. So please come out and join the party.
Our guy Dom Giordano tweeted a poll question last night. Who do you support in the Trump-Musk battle? 73% supporting Trump, 27% supporting Elon Musk. And at the end of the day, this is one of those things where two things can be true. Perhaps Elon Musk is right. Now, granted, we have to go off of what we hear, what we read, what the experts are saying as to who read what, how many of the 1,100-plus pages. Elon Musk could be right with the deficit going up, so he's not wrong in that regards. But he also went about it the wrong way. He's acting like a petulant child. And at the end of the day, the reason I'm more on Trump's side with this is I voted for Donald Trump. Elon Musk was a part of the package. He was, okay, Trump ran on the economy. He ran on the border. He ran on ending wars. He ran on cutting waste, fraud, and abuse. There's Elon Musk. That's Elon Musk's role. That's his compartment. Elon Musk was 1/20th of Trump's 20-point agenda. So I voted for Trump. I didn't vote for Elon Musk, but I can appreciate what he did in the lead-up. And by the way, too, Elon Musk did not join Trump until what? July?
Well,
he wasn't on his side until after the Butler shooting, right?
True. Well, remember the famous, we covered it, the July 13th, a year later at Butler,
yes.
That's when Elon joined the stage, Dark MAGA, and that adorable moment,
right.
And brought it all together. I'll just point this out to you, that remember, Elon Musk does have Asperger's.
Mm-hmm.
In all seriousness.
No.
Yes. Wait, it's a serious point. Remember, we
Elon's
covered in detail the Blue Envelope program. This is a program, especially in New Jersey, in our area, but across the country, where, for example, officials, law enforcement are taught that there are different communication levels and dealings with anybody on the TISM spectrum. And so he is more easily triggered. He was answering Trump in real time. That's how that thing escalated. So I will point that out to you. Do a little blue envelope. Might go a long way.
I agree.
By the way, Wendy, not to bring us down, but I have to get on to something else. Wendy said, I lost my best buddy, my Finnegan, crossed the Rainbow Bridge on Wednesday. I am heartbroken. I'm sorry for your loss, Wendy, but...
I'm assuming Finnegan's a dog?
Yes, it's
okay. What
is wrong with you?
I mean, I have no idea.
It could have been
her husband.
Oh, God.
Who knows?
It's a great time to come out and support the Brandywine Valley SPCA because these dogs need a home. These dogs need a home. Dawn is going to be like, you're going to be cradling them.
I know.
You're going to be auctioning them off. We need people out here today to adopt these pups.
Need to find forever
homes. So make
sure
you're coming to Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, 1260 Wilmington Pike. Stop by and say hi. Adopt a dog. Have a cup of coffee. Have a donut. Say hi to Dawn. You can spit on me if you want to.
Stop.
Yes. We prefer that. GregStalkerSucks.com.
Thank you.
All right. Coming up next, we'll kick off hour number two. Dawn has some news for the 7 o'clock hour. And then we will get to what George Clooney told Anderson Cooper the future of MAGA.
Speaking of awful people.
Yes. Speaking of awful people, George Clooney. Remember that op-ed in the New York Times speaking on behalf of Obama and Joe Biden? We'll get to that coming up next. It's Kale and Company, hour two. Stay right there.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.